Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Yes, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show. I hope you're having the most amazing day ever. Today is day, what is this? 1, 2, 3, kind of going on day three, three and a half of my journey into Western New York. It's January 6, 2014 at the time of this recording. Although all of our podcasts are evergreen, meaning you can plug in anytime. For the last 5 years, download a show and get yourself on the way to Saturday. But boy, I'll tell you what, my friend, I will tell you one thing right now. It's cold. This just in, it snows a lot in Western New York in January, and it's pretty darn cold as well. So I am here working on a very brand new product. I like to really just get away, almost like barricade myself in, force myself to work without many distractions whatsoever. It's kind of like, do you see the movie The Shining with Jack Nicholson? And he runs that hotel in Colorado over the course. Now, it doesn't have a very happy ending. If you're into real feel-good movies with happy endings and the guy gets the girl and they kind of go off on a horse into the sunset, The Shining is not the movie you want to watch. Doesn't really have that kind of an ending to it. But anyway, I think of myself like Jack Nicholson. I'm in this big Victorian right now. I could describe this to you. It's about 3,000 square feet. It was built in 1870. It's the childhood home of Glenn Pop Warner, who, if you've ever heard of the term Pop Warner football, he was born and raised here in Springville, New York, and I'm living in his house. So we've been renovating this house off and on for the past few years. We come up here in the summertime, and the wintertime I come up about once every couple months to make sure the pipes aren't frozen. We have someone checks on it regularly, but just getting a little bit of lived in. So as I'm recording this podcast, I'm recording it on my USB plug-in Logitech headset, not my regular recording studio back in Cincinnati, but doesn't matter. I'm sure it sounds okay. Certainly, it doesn't matter the kind of, you know, you don't have to have the most expensive equipment. You just got to have a message. You know what I mean? We're going to talk about visualization today, which is kind of awesome because I'm never talk about visualization ever because I'm not really into that whole science. I wasn't a big fan of The Secret. Wasn't a big fan of the New Age type of teachings. Not that there's anything wrong with it. My good friend Bob Proctor, who I've had on the show many times, is a huge fan. Obviously, he was in The Secret. And I think we both share the same philosophy that without any kind of an action, you can sit there Indian style in the middle of a pasture and you know, wish for your bicycle, but it just ain't coming. I mean, it's just not going to come unless you take action. But I want to talk about visualization today. But as I sit here, I'm barricaded in this big old Victorian in the beginning of January. I'm focused. I'm really, really focused on delivering some incredible content for you, not just this week or next month, all throughout the course of this year. And regardless of when you're listening to this show, it's my commitment to you to bring you the best in entrepreneurialism, entrepreneurship. I don't know what the correct word is, ism or ship, but it doesn't really matter. You get the point. Now, how to make it to Every Day is Saturday, okay? Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, hashtag Every Day is Saturday. Make sure you let me know what content you want to hear. Let me know you're dreaming, man, you're doing, and you're on your way to Saturday. If that's all you want to tweet right now, that's okay with me. I love it. I see your tweets all day long, comes up on my phone, and I reply to every single one of them, every single one. So hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. If you're just a first-time listener, I appreciate you being here. This is a show where we give tangible, practical advice as well as a lot of really good motivation and inspiration to get yourself to your very own Saturday. Make sure you head on over to everydayissaturday.com. Enter your name and email so we can stay in touch and I can give you some cool stuff throughout the course of the next year as well to help you on your journey as well. So, hey, visualization. There's so many times where I've been let me give you a great example. This is when I think of visualization. I just helped my daughter Madeline, my 12-year-old daughter Madeline, with math. She got a 95 on a test that she was really worried about. I think she got 19 out of 20. And she's in 7th grade math, and they're doing all this crazy stuff now. And boy, I'll tell you, once you're out of school, like once I was a kid who studied for a test and forgot the next day. Like, I just wanted to get through the test. I did not, I had no interest in knowing derivatives or trigonometry or geometry or anything like that past 5 minutes past the time that test was over. Just had no interest. It was me. If it was just stay up, cram, learn it, be done with it. Probably not the best way to go through life, but hey, that's the way I got through at least grade school and high school. College, a little tricky, as I mentioned yesterday on the show. hey, I hope you like the new Spirituals podcast I record every Sunday. Just a little, you know, change it up a little bit. Just changing it up a little bit once out of every 7 days while all of you are resting. I'm still working, creating a new spiritual show, so make sure you plug into that as well. But I was helping Madeline with it, and I wanted her to visualize getting an A on that test. Just, I know you got to study. I know you got to know the information. But look, if you're a bad test taker, I don't know, rather than, you know, aside from going out on the internet and you know, buying one of these courses and how to, you know, do better and get an A, I just wanted my daughter, I said, take a deep breath, babe. Take a deep breath, all right? I want you to visualize yourself. And I shared with her a story that I first heard about many years ago, at least 4 or 5 years ago. I was on my way to the gym. I remember I was listening to a motivational audio, and one of the topics was on the topic of visualization, and it was talked about. It was a study by an Australian psychologist by the name of Alan Richardson. Okay, and it went like this: Richardson chose 3 groups of students, just totally at random. None had ever practiced visualization. All right, these guys were basketball players, by the way. Okay, so he was helping a basketball team, and he wanted to show the power of visualizing, and none of them had ever done this technique before. So the first group practiced free throws every day for 20 days straight. All right. The second group didn't do anything. All right. Did absolutely nothing. They didn't even practice at all. Okay. I think they practiced on the very first day, and then they practiced again on the 20th day. And then the third group spent 20 minutes every single day just visualizing free throws. And if they missed, they practiced getting the shot, the next one, just right. So they didn't physically go to the gym, go to the free throw line, and shoot a basketball. They just visualized it. Okay? So as I'm talking to my daughter Madeline, I'm like, honey, listen, just, and I would go, I'm holding my hands up. I know you can't see this as an audio, but I've got them like practice, I'm shooting a basket. So I would get her every time I did this, I go, come on, shoot the basket with me. She's like, come on, Dad, I mean, come on, let's. She goes, be serious. She's always like, be serious. I say, I'm serious. Come on, don't put the math problem aside. Just do this, man. Just shoot the basketball. And I'm practicing right now my free throw shooting technique as I'm recording this. But I wanted her to associate the shooting with getting an A, you know, in the visualization in this story. I just wanted her to reflect back to the story. So, as this Australian psychologist Alan Richardson is doing this study. The third group, again, they did absolutely nothing, and they just practiced with the visualization. So on the 20th day, Richardson measured the percentage of improvement in each one of the 3 groups. And the group that practiced daily, they improved their free throw percentage by 24%, okay? Which is understandable. They've been practicing every day for 20 days. The second group, not surprisingly, they didn't improve at all right? Because they did nothing. The third group, which had physically practiced absolutely nothing for 20 days except for the very first day and the very last day, did 23% better. Oh, they 23%. They did just about as well as the first group who practiced every single day for 20 days. Isn't that amazing? Now, Richardson went on to write that the most effective visualization occurs when the visualizer, all right, you, the person visualizing success, when you feel and you see what you are doing. In other words, the visualizer in the basketball experiment, they felt the ball in their hands. They heard it bounce, and they heard it going through the net. They saw it all. All right? That's what you got to do when you visualize. I was telling my daughter in math, you have to see yourself solving the problem. Don't be intimidated. Don't be fearful. Don't be anxiety-ridden over it. Because some people are just bad test takers. My kids, they're straight-A students, high-honor students. Quiet dad brag. Dad brag. But they're not very good test takers when it comes to those Ohio State exams that they take every year. They don't do very well for, you know, they carry straight A averages and they don't mirror that because it's just not good on those tests. So what I wanted that my daughter to do specifically on this math test, she was all, you know, gripping about it. I was like, chill out, visualize. So when I dropped her off, I drive her to school every morning and I dropped her off in the line and, you know, we were talking, like, hey, babe, here you go. And I'm shooting the basket. She's like, all right, yeah. She bought into it. She actually did it a couple times. She flipped her hand. I'm like, oh, she's going to do great. I dropped her off. Say, hey, love you. Have a great day. Let me know. You're going to do great. And we were both shooting baskets, visualizing, you know, mimicking that. I think the kids in the other drop-off lines thought we were absolutely crazy. But you know what? She got a 95%. And I do that a lot in business. You know, being a speaker, when, you know, you first get into that game of speaking, and you go out on stage, it is, I can't imagine speaking, it can be a paralyzing, fearful experience, especially when you're introduced by the promoter. And there could be, you know, for in my situation, speaking in front of thousands of people, it is daunting, especially when they pump you up and edify you to the point like you're sitting at the right hand of Donald Trump, okay? Like you're going to, change their life, and then you come out like, okay, well, I don't really have that presentation with me today. I'm going to talk about a couple things, but wow. But I visualize all the time. I visualize the audience standing. I visualize the audience laughing. I visualize the audience being engaged and really being into it. And you know what that does for me? That allows me to relax. That allows me to be at peace. And it allows me to deliver the message that they are going to positively react to. Does that make sense? So let's flip this and talk about what you're doing on a daily basis. Maybe you go to work every day. Maybe you don't have a very good relationship with your boss, or maybe with your peers, or maybe you have a very difficult client that you interact with every day or on a regular basis. Something or someone that gives you anxiety. Visualize a completely different reaction from that group of individuals, and that will put you in the state that you need to be in order to get that reaction. So it's kind of like a back to forward motion. You know, you're working backward. You know, when I would golf back before I had kids, I used to play a lot of golf, man. And I would visualize, when I was on the fairway, I would visualize my greatest approach shot ever. When I was on the tee box, and if you've ever played golf, if you play at a country club or you play a course regularly, you have a hole that it's just a golf hole that just eats your lunch every single time you play it. You know, it's like you never par it, you very rarely birdie it, you know, that type of hole. So when I would come up, I can remember, you know, playing Lockport Country Club in Western New York back in 1997 when I was a member, and there was this big hole. It was like a very long par four, elevated tee, very daunting, dog leg, had sand traps on the fairway. I mean, this thing was just a backbreaker even for Tiger Woods, I'm telling you right now. And what I would do to conquer that, though, my score would get better and better. I went from getting like eights and nines on the hole. I mean, I'm not kidding. I'd hit the ball out of bounds every single time. It freaked me out. I would be better off kicking my golf ball into the woods just off the tee and starting from there than having to hit a drive off that tee box. It was daunting to me. Then I started visualizing. Like, all right, I'm going to visualize my best tee shot I've ever hit. I was relaxed. My palms weren't sweating. I wasn't tense. And I would just bring the club back, and I would almost close my eyes. And, you know, what could be worse? Even if I missed the ball, it was better than I normally got. And my score started getting better, you know. And I would just take things like that. And it goes back to experience as well. You know, you're never going to have success unless you have experience. And unfortunately, with experience comes a little bit of failure. But with all that being said, if you visualize the outcome before it happens, it's not a guarantee that it's going to be perfect that time. I mean, look, if my daughter were to come back with an 85 or an 80 on the test, I wouldn't have been upset with her. But the fact that she actually tried this technique, and now here's the key, though. Here's the key. She visualized that, just like you are visualizing that situation that you're going to work through. Whatever challenge that is, whatever challenge you have, whatever outcome you want to have happen, visualize that outcome. But she took the necessary action. She studied for the test, And the difference between my daughter and actually getting an A on the test was simply that there was a disconnect. There was something missing. It's like the wire was out between the studying and the outcome, that A in the test. It was like a short in the wire. Just like my golf swing. There was a disconnect between the actual swing and the ball being in the fairway. You know, just like when I would speak, you know, when I first started speaking and I didn't know what I was talking about and, you know, I would just be all over the place. Some of you say, hey, your podcast sounds a little bit like that too. Well, you know what? The podcast's a lot of fun though. Yeah, it's funny. Somebody asked me, hey man, do you ever outline these shows? No, I don't. I don't. I think of what I want to talk about. I visualize. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. I visualize what I want to talk about, how I want to say it. If you listen to my shows back in when I first got started 5 years ago or so in podcasting, they were horrible. But I was excited. I was excited, but they were bad because there was just a lot of yelling and screaming and Sam Crowley all, ugh! But I refined it. We're a little more relaxed now. We're going to change the format of the show coming up in the months of February and March and April this year, 2014. You're really going to like it. We'll be bringing on sponsors for the show and doing a few more interviews mixed in. I don't have a co-host. I've never had a co-host of the show. Not against that type of stuff, but my visualization, you know, what I do is I think about the night before the message I want to bring to you. And the feedback you give me, it's invaluable. You know, when you hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, and you tell me what you want to hear and what you liked about the show and, hey, what you didn't like about the show. I leave my ego at the door. I'm never going to change my message for anybody. It's still always, I believe every day can be Saturday, but I'm not saying I got all the answers either. I'm here to motivate you, to inspire you, to let you know there's a real nutty guy right now in a 3,000 square foot Victorian with not much going on, barely a television and a couple of lights, snowed in, focused, thinking about you. How's that for a visual? Think of Jack Nicholson in The Shining, and that's me, passionate for your dream. So will you do me a favor and do yourself a favor? Will you practice that visualization technique? Do this, man. Shoot the foul shot. I'm doing that again right now. Shoot the foul shot. Do it. You know, I think you're really going to see improvement over. Now, it's not something you do it once and stop doing. When I go to the gym and I lift weights, some of my best weightlifting days when I visualize lifting just a boatload of weight. I'm going as soon as I edit this show and launch it on iTunes today. I'm heading to the gym here in Springville, New York. And I am going to lift a lot of weight, but that's because I'm going to visualize it first, though. You know, it's just a number, you know. But you got to practice, and you got to do it, and you got to repetition decreases resistance. You might want to write that one down. Repetition decreases resistance, all right? So before we leave today, just to recap, practice. Think about it. Think about the outcome. Work backwards to frontwards. There's nothing that you can't do. I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. The question is, you got to battle that with some confidence too, all right? You got to stop thinking about all the things you can't do. You can do whatever it is you want to do. Repetition decreases resistance. Practice. Do it over and over and over again in your mind, okay? And you'll get there. So make sure, hey, stay in touch. Also, don't forget, if you haven't downloaded your free chapter of my book, No More Workdays, The Journey to make an everyday a Saturday, head on over to nomoreworkdays.com, nomoreworkdays.com. We got a big product launch coming February 1st of 2014. I'll keep you guys posted via email, so make sure you're plugged in at everydayisaturday.com. I have your email address to keep you posted about that. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.